WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration's bid to resume deportation flights to El Salvador will be back in federal court a day after a plane full of foreigners was sent home to South America. CBS's Derek Waller.
Overnight, multiple Department of Homeland Security officials confirmed to CBS News that a removal flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan migrants, some of them alleged gang members, landed in Venezuela Sunday.
Negotiators from the U.S. and Russia are meeting in Saudi Arabia on a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. This Ukrainian lawmaker is worried. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff favors Russia.
He's either totally unprofessional and not fit for his position, for his role, which is very important, or he is acting in the interests of Putin.
CBS News has learned President Trump will announce a $5.8 billion steel manufacturing project for Louisiana when he meets with Governor Landry at the White House today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new downtown Milwaukee housing facility is now open to help those getting back into society after incarceration. The partnership between Project Return and Milwaukee County provides those eligible with 6 months of free housing and access to resources like employment assistance and mental health services. It's a state he won, so an endorsement might play a part. President Trump has officially endorsed Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The endorsement was made on Trump's Truth Social page. Judge Susan Crawford, who's on the ballot against Schimmel, has responded by calling Schimmel a, quote, corrupt politician. Postal workers and their supporters gathered in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and cities nationwide yesterday. They were voicing opposition to the Trump administration's efforts to privatize the Postal Service and cut thousands of jobs. The protests were organized by the National Association of Letter Carriers. The federal deadline for updating ID to real ID is approaching. Jimmy Koska has more.
Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website.
It's a state title for the Tosa West Trojans. The team won the WIAA Division II Boys Basketball Championship with a 60-57 overtime victory against Racine Park. That was at the Kohl Center Saturday. It was a game that featured 13 lead changes and 7 ties. It's the first state title for the school. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey, Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Buck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy, sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden, looking, fired, save made.
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it kind of was everybody on the bench was like, Sims, you're taking it. And I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early, Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, hear from Main Street Alliance on how small business is getting hurt by the new administration, and we'll track online ads in the Supreme Court race.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, and the one and only Reggie Jackson is back on board as he is every Monday at 9 o'clock. He's the CEO of Reggie Jackson, Inc. Reggie Jackson is a nationally heralded independent scholar and much sought-after speaker, researcher, writer, and consultant to the media on race relations. He helps institutions and individuals understand how our country's racial hierarchy developed historically, its impact on our lives today, and how we can realize America's promise of all of its citizens. Reggie Jackson shares seldom-told stories and data about the experiences of African-American and other peoples of color, past and present. He's also a former educator. Hey, welcome back, Reggie. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl. Thanks, man. Happy Monday to you. Good to be back.
Happy Motown Monday. Yeah, you got it, man. You always going to be a part of Motown Monday, man. So, you know, we always going to be jamming.
I grew up with Motown, so that's my music, man.
So, Reggie,